Welcome to another episode of Learn with Bestern, where we discuss the latest trends in leadership development, self-development, as well as well-being. There's so much information out there. We want to make sure we bring in the latest insights and research based on neuroscience and behavior change to give you the tools that you need to make a change in your personal and professional lives. Join us on a journey to learn more. We hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with others that might find it helpful. In a world of abundant training and content that is out there, where do you actually invest the money when it comes to upskilling employees in your organization? And what we hear a lot when we talk about upskilling is the soft skills, right? So the hard and the soft skills that we need to thrive in our careers and for the business to grow. And of course, we need to become, all of us need to become learning organizations where we continuously create opportunities for our employees to upskill in order for us to sustain our business growth. But there's one important aspect that we often miss, which is the psychological resources. And what do we mean by that? Is the mental well-being of employees, overall well-being of employees, that aspect of resilience, that aspect of growth mindset, that aspect of curiosity and creativity, right? So looking at how can we not only upskill individuals in soft and hard skills, but also how do we help them create mindsets and build that resilience to face whatever might come in our business world. And it's interesting because, you know, we focus so much on the other skills, and of course they're important, but at the end of the day, if your employees are burnt out, stressed out, or just don't know how to manage, you know, their whatever aspects of their life they're dealing with, it might be very difficult to sustain them. And that will affect, of course, retention. That will affect your recruitment practices, right? So you really want to create an organization that is known for its investment in employee well-being beyond just the skill set, because there's a lot of content out there. There's a lot of resources where people can learn, but what people really need support with is the psychological resources. What do you think about that, Ivan? What is the magic wand to make this happen if you had one?
Elena, that's an amazing question. Listen, if we think about it, how many organizations have been investing millions of dollars in order to drive transformation, either digital or in terms of their business model? And suddenly, in a short time, let's say the last 12 months, a lot of companies have gone into transformation in a natural way, developing new services, developing new business models, upskilling in terms of digital business models. And that happened by magic. So without the need of all these expensive consultants in order to transform an organization. So what I'm saying is that we have the proof that when something is urgent, the mission or the goal is clear for employees, they have the resources to go and tap on them. It is almost like we can go and tap in a pool of energy that they have if the mission, their purpose is super clear for them, and they can do amazing things. Now, what we have to take into consideration, though, is that if I had the magic wand, it is that we have the opportunity to help them, to support them in terms of the continuous learning, so that it becomes a new competitive advantage. Imagine if we had been ready in order to have new skills, new capability, new capacities in order to learn pre-COVID. How fast a company can go? How fast, in fact, certain companies who were in tech have gone despite the crisis? And that we have a clear proof. So, but that implies that in continuous learning implies that we need to change the perspective from setting a full curricula where every chapter is going to be about how to do what, into an approach where we have more of personalization and more of how to become someone in the company, either at a personal level or either at inside of the workplace. So, and it implies creating a culture or with behaviors and attitudes that that goes beyond just the usual training. We need to have super good content in order that people understand this, how to be new learning platforms, new ways of learning, and specifically more about how do you learn in the context on the flow of your work and not in a one-off 2 days slapping inside of a meeting room just to learn something, because basically in that we have seen it, it's not how the brain adopts change. The other thing that I would do is that we have always underestimated the importance of well-being, considering that it's only about mental health, with disregarding, in fact, the impact that it has in productivity. So having a proactive support of mental health for everybody, a proactive support where the employee has the option to take on board new skills that you have mentioned, by the way, new skills in terms of growth mindset, in terms of mindfulness, that will help them increase their capacity to absorb more and be more productive at work. So getting back to my favorite topic about this Maslow hierarchy, which we have used already a couple of times, by the way, Elena, when you feel safe and supported, everything is possible, right? And this is what we want, to unleash the potential of employees by having a proactive support in terms of their bandwidth on how to accept this continuous change, this agility that we have always spoken about, but we have never given the employees the right resources, the right process in order to create this growth mindset, because a growth mindset is not an explanation of how to, is how to become, right? And this is that the two things that I would take with me if I had my magic wand. My investment is not anymore into the traditional trainings about how to do certain things, but it is how to become, how to create a sense of purpose, how to make that everybody feels at their best in terms of their well-being. Everybody, not the ones who are already suffering, not only them. Everybody, because otherwise you cannot unleash the full potential of an organization if you don't have it clear that these times of changes are the good opportunity to go and change, transform the way we teach our employees. That's it for me.
Absolutely. And I love the part about the fact that if perhaps, right, and we know this, right, if people actually take full ownership and are able to have the capacity to learn and to have the time for curiosity and to have the psychological resources to be creative and be curious, essentially, then by default, they're going to be more curious about upskilling themselves. They're going to take ownership in getting better in their jobs. They're going to have more energy. They're going to want to do the things that you know, just to help them grow. So if we're able to support them in areas they really need, all the other areas that businesses focus on so much right now would by default benefit. Absolutely. So excellent, excellent point, Ivan.
We finish with, I had a dream, three dots.